With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Former President Trump asked Vice President Harris if she bore any responsibility for the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan, where 13 service members were killed, as a presidential debate in Philadelphia was coming to a close. He also asked about the whereabouts of President Biden, who Trump says has been conspicuously absent since bowing out of the presidential race. ABC News moderator Lindsay Davis asked the former president if he bore any responsibility for the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Mr. Trump asked, when will the thousands of criminal migrants allowed into the country by the president and vice president be prosecuted? The debate between Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris ended this hour. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Now, with more news, here's Tayshia Stevens.
Thanks, Bernie. A suspect is in custody after a teenager was hurt in a shooting at a Nebraska high school.
Families rushed to Omaha Northwest High School after the shooting was reported by the school resource officer during lunch. Omaha Police Deputy Chief Sherry Thomas said officers quickly responded to the school and found the victim inside. Thomas said police believe the shooting was an isolated incident between two students. The suspect was arrested about half an hour later. Students started to reunite with their families later in the day, but the release is a slow process. Thomas said a 15-year-old was critically injured in the shooting and rushed to the hospital. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
As Hurricane Francine barrels towards the Louisiana coast, residents are making last-minute preparations like filling up sandbags, buying gas, and stocking up on necessities to face a storm that is now Category 1. Governor Jeff Landry said midday on Tuesday that South Louisiana residents have about a 24-hour window to batten down the hatches. Americans using more wireless data in a new survey. They use just over 100 million megabytes. This is SRN News. There's a new study of church attendance.
It might be summed up by saying the more you go, the better you will feel. The report from the Journal for the Scientific Study of Religion finds that attending worship services improves people's mood, but only if they go regularly. Those who only darken the door of the local church a couple of times a year don't enjoy any improvement in their emotional well-being. Sadly, other polls indicate that regular church attendance continues to decline in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's the conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. Two planes are damaged in a taxiway accident at Atlanta's airport.
The wing of a large Airbus A350 jet bound for Tokyo hit a smaller plane operated by Delta subsidiary Endeavor Air headed to Lafayette, Louisiana, and caused visible damage. Passenger Jason Adams is a meteorologist with WFTS. He was headed to cover tropical weather. Adams says the collision sounded like jarring metal scraping sounds, then loud bangs. He posted pictures of the tail of a smaller plane knocked sideways and laying on the taxiway. Delta says the passengers were rebooked and no injuries or fire were reported. I'm Jennifer King.
Still a little over 2 months until Thanksgiving Day, but Nickelodeon already gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The Children's Network revealed it will debut two new balloons at the 98th edition. One will be a firefighter Dalmatian puppy, Marshall, from the popular Paw Patrol series. More details at srnnews.com.